Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
We're tracking the latest developments on the new Omicron COVID-19 variant spreading across the world. The close communication between top health officials, coupled with new travel restrictions that will give a head start on the U.S. response.
And our temperatures are in the 40s right now, but colder air comes spilling in, keeping our temperatures in the 40s. We'll talk about why it stays so cold today. And the best time to get tested for COVID after spending Thanksgiving with close family and friends. We hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with your loved ones. It is back to school and back to work for a lot of folks. We're here to get your day started. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Certainly great to have you along here, spending the early parts of your Monday morning with us, a week that'll include a turn of the calendar to December, but warming up as we go further in the week.
What a different kind of week we have in store. It's kind of strange to think. You know, much of November was really chilly, cooler than normal, and now we're going to head into December, and it'll be just the opposite. Right now, it is 43 degrees, but don't get too hung up on that number. Our temperatures are continuing to drop this morning. We have a northwesterly wind at 7 miles per hour, so it's a little breezy, and that is a brisk and chilly breeze. It is 38 in South Hill, 39 in Roxborough, and temperatures are likely to drop on into the upper 30s here over the next several hours. Right now, our temperatures are running warmer than they were this time yesterday. But with that wind coming out of the northwest, it's going to be a chilly day today. High temperatures are only in the upper 40s. Coming up, I'll show you the pattern change. It's going to bring us temperatures in the 70s later this week. Brian?
Just about 6:01 now. I want to get you an early check on that ride coming in from Johnston County on 40 westbound as we take a look at that still image from the camera near 42 looking toward the Clayton Bypass. Starting to get a little more congested out there, but right now traffic's flowing fairly well from 42 to 440. No delays, a 9-minute ride heading on up through Garner. And it's still pretty quiet around the rest of the triangle. If you continue that westbound trip on I-40 through Raleigh and Cary out to the airport, no delays. And in Durham right now, leaving Chapel Hill, heading through South Durham toward RTP and RDU, also looking just fine. Back to you.
Breaking news updates overnight on a worrisome new COVID variant. Omicron is spreading around the world. Here's what you need to know. Top health officials say the White House is getting real-time information from South Africa, where the variant was first detected. President Biden is meeting with his advisors and preparing to address the nation this morning at 11:45. And at least 44 countries have imposed travel restrictions, including the U.S. WIL's Naya Harden has been talking to passengers at RDU about the new restrictions that take effect today. Naya, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, passengers here, they tell me they are aware of the travel restrictions that have been put in place. The restricted travel comes as the federal government is working to learn more about the new variant. The travel restrictions do not apply to American passengers. The variant has spread rapidly, though, in South Africa. While medical experts don't know how serious it is, the president said he wants to be cautious. One passenger I spoke to thinks this is the new normal.
Either way, I think it's going to spread just like every other variant. So again, it just really goes back to personal health and really getting a better understanding of what it means to have true health. And I think that that's the issue here.
Several countries, including the UK, have banned flights from South Africa as well as surrounding countries. Naya Harden, WRAL News, Wake County.
Happening now in the WRAL Live Center, the World Health Organization is meeting right now in a special call session. They'll be meeting for the next 3 days. Now, the head of the WHO saying this morning, we shouldn't need another wake-up call. We should all be wide awake to the threat of this virus. Also further saying, the spread of the Omicron on a global level is high. The WHO also discussing a number of uncertainties surrounding this variant. They know it's highly transmittable, but to what extent, and can current vaccines protect against it? All unanswered questions that the World Health Organization and health leaders around the world, for that matter, are trying to answer as they try to stay ahead of this new variant.
New cases have already been reported in more than a dozen countries, including Canada. Experts say it's only a matter of time before it's reported in the U.S.
It's almost definitely here already. Just looking at the number of cases coming off planes this weekend, it's almost a certainty that there have been cases that have gotten into the United States.
When it comes to testing for variants, experts believe we are in a better place than when other variants, including Delta, arrived in the U.S. Right now, the country is testing about 20% of all cases to find virus variants.
I'm Brett Neeson, the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Raleigh. One man was shot after police tell me a fight turned into a car chase and then turned into that shooting. Let me show you a video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. First, this is the scene of the fight. It happened at that sweepstakes parlor. This is near New Bern Avenue, just north of I-440. Police say some sort of argument turned into a fight around 2 a.m. there. That's when people jumped into their cars and led each other on a high-speed chase. Police tell me that chase ended here at this scene on Yonkers Road when at least one shot was fired from one car to the other. It went through the car and hit a man inside. That man was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. Now police are searching for everyone involved and who fired that gun. I'll stay on top of this story and keep you updated. In Raleigh, Brett Neeson, WRAL News.
Happening today, a North Carolina trooper shot in the line of duty will get national recognition. U.S. Senator Tom Tillis will award the Congressional Badge of Bravery to Trooper Daniel Harrell. Harrell was shot in the face and neck during a traffic stop in Elm City back in 2019. Despite his wounds, Harrell kept chasing the shooter, who then crashed into his patrol car. Harrell kept going and helped make an arrest. Today's ceremony starts at 11:30 at Wilson Community College.
The longest regular legislative session in North Carolina since 2001 could be about to end, but some debate remains. State lawmakers are planning to debate at least one controversial bill before adjourning for the holidays. That includes a measure to make more information about state employee personnel records public. The bill is reemerging after facing pushback earlier this year. It could reach the House floor by today. Get a better idea today of just how many people traveled this Thanksgiving weekend. TSA numbers show that from Thursday through Saturday, more than 5.3 million people passed through airports around the country, which is an increase of more than 3 million people from the same time last year. Still lower than 2019, though, before the pandemic. TSA travel numbers are due out by 9 a.m.
After a weekend of Thanksgiving get-togethers, the demand for COVID-19 tests will likely grow this week. WRAL's Casey Cunningham is live in Raleigh to explain what you need to know about getting tested. Casey, good morning.
Good morning, Renee. Yes, starting at 7 this morning, these drive-through testing sites will open up. And we've just learned today you can start making appointments for when the drive-through testing sites here switch to an appointment-based system on Wednesday. So you can already see they're set up for what will likely be a busy week of testing, with people planning on getting tested after large Thanksgiving gatherings. So when should you get tested if you have possibly been exposed over Thanksgiving? Well, we talked with UNC Health's Dr. David Wall.
The best test is the PCR test. So that would be a deep down test. That would be better. Generally, I would say 5 to 7 days after your last exposure would be when you want to get tested. Anything before that is too soon.
So if your gathering was Thursday on Thanksgiving, you could get tested as soon as tomorrow. You could also get tested on Wednesday or Thursday. These sites could also get even busier with concern growing over the Omicron variant. You can also get an at-home test, a rapid test through Wake County for free. So we'll put some information on WRL.com on how you can do that. Doctors say it's pretty good at detecting symptoms if you have physical symptoms where this rapid at-home test can pick up. Casey Cunningham, WRAL News. We're live in Raleigh.
Today, 4 ambulances sent to Wake County to help with the pandemic are returning to FEMA. The ambulances and crews from FEMA have been helping Wake EMS. And Wake County is one of 10 counties in the state where FEMA sent additional EMS help. Today, tens of millions of Americans are expected to shop online for Cyber Monday deals. Overall, shopping over the holiday weekend fell short of pre-pandemic levels. In order to break the Cyber Monday shopping record set in 2019, Americans will have to spend almost $10 billion today. This year, retailers are met with new supply chain issues that are causing them to spend more just to meet demand while dealing with a loss in sales due to low inventory and labor shortages. You can count on WRL Smart Shopper to find you the best deals out there this Cyber Monday. You can go to WRL.com/smartshopper for our list of the best valued deals.
It is 6:08. Heads at Pfizer and Moderna are assessing the spread of Omicron. What they say about new versions of their vaccines if the variant becomes a heightened threat. And a major fire is burning at Pilot Mountain. Coming up at 6:30, the conditions that could keep this popular state park closed for days.
It is going to be dry and windy. You're encouraged not to do any burning here today either. We're going to talk about that situation. You can see it's going to be a chilly day today with temperatures only in the 40s. I'll show you what's going to change so quickly that could bring us 70s by the end of the week.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, the Weather 8 certified most accurate forecast.
It is 6:11. It's a quiet morning. There are some clouds out there this morning. So as soon as the sun comes up, we're going to see some of those clouds. Those clouds will not be with us for long. That's along with a cold front that's going to be delivering some much colder air today. Not really feeling it so much just yet. It is 34 in Roanoke Rapids, but most of us are seeing temperatures in the 40s now, but we won't make it out of the 40s this afternoon. So 45 in Fayetteville, 43 in Durham. It's 44 degrees in Goldsboro right now. Your dog walking forecast. We should see our temperatures continuing to fall, possibly into the mid-30s in the next few hours, and then just to nearly 50 this afternoon. But this will be the coldest day of the week. I'll show you the pattern change that's going to bring some much warmer temperatures by the time we get to Thursday and Friday. Coming up.
Happening now in the WRAL Live Center as more and more countries implement the travel ban as a result of the Omicron variant. We're learning more about an Omicron outbreak among a Portuguese professional soccer team. Now, Portuguese authorities report 13 cases of the Omicron variant have been detected among the Lisbon-based soccer team. Now, what's concerning is that only one player recently traveled to South Africa. Portuguese health authorities say it appears the new coronavirus, believed to be more contagious, spread among team members rather quickly. Now the infected players are currently in quarantine.
Vaccine makers Pfizer and Moderna say they're already working on plans in response to the new variant. Pfizer is hoping to develop a tailor-made vaccine against Omicron and wants it to be available in 100 days. Makers at Moderna say they're looking at three options: double the dose of its current booster from 50 milligrams to 100 milligrams, test two booster candidates that were designed to anticipate mutations in the virus, or develop an Omicron-specific booster. Moderna's chief medical officer says he is confident they can fight the new variant.
We should know about the ability of the current vaccine to provide protection in the next couple of weeks. But the remarkable thing about the mRNA vaccine, the Moderna platform, is that we can move very fast.
Moderna's chief medical officer believes that if they have to develop a new vaccine, it will be available in large quantities early next year.
A family was forced to find a new place to stay last night after losing their home in a fire. It happened along Lockwood Folly Lane in Raleigh. Firefighters say that fire started in a closet in one of the bedrooms. The Red Cross stepped in to help this family of seven find somewhere to stay. No one was hurt during the fire, and an investigation continues into how it started. Benson police are searching for the shooter involved in what could have been a road rage incident on I-95. Police say it happened around 5:30 yesterday evening near the Benson exit. A man told officers he was driving north on 95 when a silver SUV pulled up behind his pickup, honking its horn and flashing its lights. He says the SUV nearly ran him off the road, and then someone in the passenger seat pulled a gun and fired at him. Investigators found bullet fragments in that man's jacket, and he had minor injuries.
The fashion world is mourning the loss of Virgil Abloh, artistic director of Louis Vuitton. Abloh died of a rare form of cancer that he had been quietly battling for years. The designer served as artistic director of Louis Vuitton since 2018. He also founded the label Off-White. Abloh was 41.
Today, two high-profile trials are moving forward. Jury selection will begin this morning in the trial of actor Jussie Smollett. He's accused of falsely reporting to police that he was the victim of a hate crime in Chicago. In January of 2019, the star of the Fox series Empire told police he had been assaulted by men using racial slurs and homophobic slurs. But investigators say he orchestrated the whole thing. The trial is expected to last about a week. And today, opening statements will be heard in the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. She is accused of helping Jeffrey Epstein in a sex trafficking conspiracy that involved underage girls. The 59-year-old international socialite has denied any role in Epstein's crimes. Maxwell was arrested in July of 2020 and is being held in a Brooklyn federal jail. This trial could stretch out over 6 weeks.
This week, you can weigh in on an updated plan to move up to 3,000 students across Wake County schools. A public hearing is set for tomorrow on the Board of Education's reassignment proposal. Board members created a second draft of the plan after getting feedback from parents. It would send most students who are being asked to move to one of three new schools. The goal is to relieve overcrowded schools and fill underused ones. The board says the plan is not finished yet. Hundreds of students at NC State are back in their dorm rooms this morning after a sprinkler forced them out. We told you last week that students living in Metcalf Residence Hall had to evacuate after someone accidentally set off a sprinkler inside. Several floors were flooded. Some items were damaged. A university spokesperson tells us power has been restored and they've been drying out the damp areas. Students were allowed back inside this past weekend.
We're at 617 right now, and Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We're not going to hit the 50s today, but sunshine should make us feel a little better.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a little breezy, a little chilly today, but we have a lot to look forward to if you're a fan of warmer temperatures. It's 43 right now in downtown Durham. We can't see much of a sunrise here, but in some spots, we're starting to see that sun peeking through some cloud cover that's out there right now. We'll take a look at Goldsboro, and you can see a little bit of cloud cover. The sun's just starting to rise behind the buildings here downtown, and you can tell there's going to be a mix of sun and clouds this morning, but we're not looking at wet conditions today. It's beautiful there in Goldsboro with their trees all lit up for the holidays. Temperatures are in the mid-40s right now. We'll take another look around on our live camera network, and we'll head down toward Southern Pines, and you can see here that it's a little bit breezy right now. We're looking at cool conditions, 40 degrees, so it's a chilly start out there in most places. Satellite and radar showing just quiet conditions right now. We have our cold front that is pushing on through. Behind the front, colder air will filter in just for today and tonight, and then we'll start to warm things up tomorrow. But you can see some cloud cover here. Those clouds will be zipping by, and today, once those clouds move through, we'll be mostly sunny. Big area of high pressure sitting back here will keep things dry for us for the rest of the week. Here's a look at futurecast from today through tomorrow. Notice overnight tonight, a little batch of snow comes swinging through Virginia and West Virginia. We're not going to see any of that here. High pressure will build in, keeping things dry for us, and starting to switch our winds tomorrow to southwesterly. It is dry, and we'll stay dry. This is a look at the amount of rain that we've seen for the entire month of November. Now, November is one of the driest months that we see traditionally, but less than an inch of rain for both Raleigh and Fayetteville, and that puts us at more than 2 inches behind for the month, and it doesn't look like we're going to catch up because it ends, of course, Wednesday. Wednesday is the first day of December. Looking ahead into the middle of December, we'll have equal chances of above and below normal precipitation, but it looks like we're going to have a big warm-up that sticks around. 59 is our normal high. We'll be colder than that today, but then normal for Tuesday, and we'll continue to stair-step up all the way to 70 on Friday, and that warm air looks like it's going to stick around that second week of December from the 7th through the 13th, we have a good chance for above normal temperatures across most of the country. So we're definitely going to enjoy that here Wednesday for our tower lighting special, which airs here at 7 o'clock on WRL. Weather looks good for that, and some nice weather through the weekend, a little cooler by Sunday, but compared to what we've seen lately, we'll take it, Brian.
It is 619, and we're looking pretty good overall. You can tell that the holiday's over. We are back to normal on 40 westbound coming out of Johnston County with typical delays building around the Clayton bypass. But as usual, once you get up to Business 70 and the Beltline, traffic's moving along well. No crashes showing up right now in the Triangle. Looking good on major routes around Raleigh. The Beltline is all clear. 87 and 64 coming in from eastern Wake County also looking fine. The Durham Freeway looks good right now, and sensors indicate that I-40 is a smooth ride in South Durham. As we take a look at that live camera out at 55, the headlights you see there are on the eastbound side of I-40, and the ride right now from 15501 between Durham and Chapel Hill out to the Durham Freeway, taking you only about 7 minutes. Back to you.
Brian, thanks. Dozens of countries, including the U.S., are shutting their doors to South Africa and its neighbors. We are live at RDU talking to passengers about concerns regarding the Omicron variant.
Also ahead, the best time to buy your Christmas tree.
And coming up on today, exclusive details from a new book on Prince William and Prince Harry.
And here are your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Welcome back. It is 623. Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
At midnight, Tickets for the latest Marvel film, Spider-Man No Way Home, went on sale, and within minutes, movie ticket sites crashed. Clear that this one is going to be one of the most anticipated films of the year. And this is the kind of excitement, something the box office has not seen since the start of the pandemic. Big, big deal.
Well, before the pandemic, there was Far From Home, right, the Spider-Man sequel, and then No Way Home, and now there's no way people are staying home. They're going to the movies. Sold out. I mean, people, they were buying single tickets because they couldn't get anybody else in. They're just like, I'm going out. I'm going.
Movies are making a comeback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This looks a little overwhelming.
Yeah. It's a lot.
For Uncle Brian here. Matthew McConaughey has decided not to run for the governor of Texas. He explained his decision on his Twitter account, as you'll see right here.
It's a humbling and inspiring path to ponder. It is also a path that I'm choosing not to take at this moment. What am I going to do? I'm going to continue to work and invest the bounty I have by supporting entrepreneurs, businesses, and foundations that I believe are leaders.
I bet he needs to read all of those books piled up behind him, whatever those are. But he didn't rule out seeking office in the future when he's done reading all those books.
So here's the thing. I don't know how he would be as a politician, but he's actually a very good writer. I read his memoir that came out in 2020, Green Lights. Very eye-opening. I mean, he's funny, very introspective. There's more than meets the eye to Matthew McConaughey. I'll just leave it at that.
There's a lot to his bounty. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. Today, NBA player Enes Kanter will become a U.S. citizen and will change his last name to Freedom. Kanter is embracing the change on his Twitter page. The Boston Celtics player is from Turkey. He has been an outspoken critic, though, of his Turkish government. He says his Turkish passport was revoked back in 2017. So now he's changing his name to represent his lifelong fight for freedom for people around the globe. This afternoon, he'll make it official at his citizenship oath ceremony.
Two-time Olympic champion Michaela Schifrin is getting ready to show off her talents in the Beijing Olympics. This past weekend, she beat her main rival in the World Cup slaloms in Vermont. The win ties the overall record for the most World Cup wins in a single discipline. No one has touched that record in 32 years. But Schifrin still has a lot more work to do before the Olympics start in February. There are four more World Cup slaloms.
46 wins in that discipline. Wow. Time's running out to stop a change to the way your mail-in ballots are handled. Governor Cooper has 3 days left to decide whether to veto the bill before it becomes law. It requires all mail-in ballots to arrive at the elections board by Election Day. Right now, state law provides a 3-day grace period for ballots to arrive. Republicans say that hurts voter confidence, but more than 11,000 valid ballots arrived during that grace period last year.
And this is the time of year where people are rushing out to get their Christmas trees. Is it better to buy now or wait? Forbes advisors say now is a good time for buying a tree from a farm. The earlier you buy, the best looks and styles will be available. If you wait, you could get a deal on a tree. Prices usually go down closer to Christmas. And if you're going for an artificial tree, Cyber Monday deals could mean today is the best time to buy. And you can enjoy Christmas at Dix Park right now. WREL's Nights of Lights is underway. This year's event features runs through December 24th. It's a 1.3-mile route lined with festive displays featuring illuminated trees, Santa's elves, and even Santa Claus himself. It's $20 per car for general admission. Get your tickets in advance at WREL.com/lights.
Starting today, new travel restrictions happening at airports as new COVID variant spreads. We'll break down the changes.
And we are looking at a chilly start to the week, but it's just one day. I'll show you the big changes that are going to bring us a big warm-up coming up.